Begin the current and final daf Masechtas Ma'idkat and daf Chavtes, where we begin on daf Chavchez Ma'beis, the bottom line on the Amid, where the Gemara continues the theme we mentioned in the previous daf regarding that there was the question of how difficult and painful is the death, the removing of the soul from the body, which we saw by the Tzaddikim, by the righteous, that it was taken like hair out of milk because they're not so connected to the physical mundane and therefore it's easy. On the other hand, the Gemara points out the other point of that, which for the many people, how difficult and painful it actually is. Which the Gemara says, Amar B'chanina, says, Kashi Yitzis Neshama Naguf. It's very harsh, the removing of the soul from the body, is Gatin Tabu Chavtes Min Alf, Kitzipayri, like the rope, which has a knot in it, Befiha Veshet, in the opening of the hole, which it's very difficult to remove it from the mast, it's specifically tight, that's how the body and the soul are so connected, and that's how painful it is in the moment of death. B'chanami says, it's Kiftirei, it's like the cords which you use to tie two ships together, befiveshed in the opening of the hole. Again, it's a very tight rope, very tightly connected. We need it to stay in there. The body, the soul has to stay in the body. And that's how painful death is. He says, Haniftem in a mace. When someone takes leave from a dead person, lo yimeli should not tell the mes, lech l'shalom, go to peace. Lech b'shalom, rather go in peace. So too, in the opposite, the inverse, haniftim in the chai, someone is taking leave from a living person, lo yimeli should not say, lech b'shalom, go in peace, and lech l'shalom, go to peace, as the Gemara explains. Haniftim in the mes, someone takes leave from a dead person, lo yimeli lech l'shalom, shouldn't say, go to peace, and lech b'shalom, go in peace. People say, rest in peace, go to peace. Why? Shemai says, the passing in Bereshit, it says, va'ata nu Avram, tovei ala v'secha, Hashem tells him, you're going to come to your fathers, meaning you're going to die, b'shalom, in peace. Which that sounds like that. It's there, it's in, and that's what you're getting. In contrast, Hanifta Mechai, someone's taking leave from a living person, lo yimalei lech b'shalom, it shouldn't say go in peace, lech l'shalom, go to peace, which is something that he's acquiring, he's still creating, he's still living. Shari David, shalom alav shalom, because we find by David that said tav shalom as opposed to Shmuel Beis, lech b'shalom, go in peace, and what happened was, halach v'nitli, he went and he was hung. Whereas Yisrael, shalom alav Moshe, Yisrael said to Moshe, it says in Shmois, lech l'shalom, go to peace, halach v'tzlich, he went and he was successful. Vamanab Levi, another teaching from Reb Levi, he says, "Kol yitzim beis haknes lebeis hamedrash." Whoever goes out, which is a similar theme of going out from one thing to the next, as we'll see in the final teaching, if he goes out from a shul to the beis hamedrash to learn Torah, or maybe beis hamedrash to be knesset, and goes from beis hamedrash back to shul to daven, soichum mekabel pnei shchina, he merits and he receives the face of the divine presence. Shemak says the pasuk can tell him. It says, "Yelchu they go mechayil el chayil from multitude to multitude," meaning they go from the beis hamedrash where there's multitudes of the beis haknesses and beis haknesses to another beis hamedrash. Such people are yira, they appear elilakim betzin to God in tzion, which we should merit that from the superior God, and that's a person that goes from shul to beis hamedrash to beis hamedrash to shul. Now, additionally, with that pasuk, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, he says, Tamid HaChacham Ein LaManucha, Talmudic scholars never have any rest, Afilo Emaba, even they pass from this world, even the world to come. Krishnamit says in the Pasuk, Yelchu Mechai L'chel, they go from multitude to multitudes, Yereh L'kim Metzin, they will be seen to God in Tzin, which means they're never done. There's always more to learn, there's always more to do, they don't have any resting, and because they're going from one level of Gan Eden to higher and up and up, and that's what the pasuk is alluding to about the tzaddikim. Hadronach ve'el megalchem. We shall return to the third parak of Masechta Ma'akot and parak ve'el megalchem, which spoke about primarily that of the laws of chalmoid and of the laws, a lot of the laws of mourning. Uslikla Masechta Ma'akot. We have completed the Masechta of Ma'akot, the minor holiday, which referred to that of chalmoid with siyata d'shmaya. Mazel tov.